Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you want extraordinary health and successful weight loss, you need the two-prong approach. You've got to get moving and also consume some superfoods that help fuel and energize your miraculous body and keep your body rejuvenated year-round. It's all about, well, common sense. You've probably heard the old saying that success is 90% perspiration, 10% inspiration. Well, our guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert, said that when it comes to vitality and weight loss, the ratios for success are more like 50% food and 50% exercise. And she quoted Lao Tzu in her book, A Hug in a Mug, A Journey of 1,000 Miles Begins with a Single Step. So let's join Susan now to take that step together. Dr. Susan, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you with us, as always.
Well, you know how much I enjoy being with you, and it just seems no matter how many thousands of weight loss books and information's out there, losing weight is still a very popular topic for many, many people. So this will be a very common sense, practical approach that really works.
Well, I'm looking forward to that because so many people are on diets, and if they're not happy, wait 2 weeks and another one comes out and then they can try that. This is the common sense approach that will get you through all of your weight concerns and health concerns. So listen to today's program and our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. You've got an exercise background. You're definitely an expert in the field. Talk a little bit about that background and then we'll get into specifics.
Oh, all right. Well, very briefly, way back in the 70s, I was LA's first fitness trainer. It wasn't a thing before that. There was a big write-up in the local newspaper here. I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit with fitness classes for 30 years. My master's at UCLA was in exercise physiology. I still to this day do fitness training with people close to where I live in Santa Monica, Brentwood, a lot of celebrities you would know, and also I was selected once as one of 10 healthy American fitness leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, and that also other winners were President Ronald Reagan, Coach John Wooden, Richard Simmons, Kathy Smith. So I'm totally into fitness, keeping your body, as you know, as healthy as possible.
Well, that's why you're an important guest on our program, because each month you bring us health tips. And all of this, by the way, available on our website, SusanSmithJones.com, and we'll give you that as we go through the program. In terms of successful weight loss, how much exercise should the average person aim for each day, and what are the best ways to exercise?
All right, so that's a great place to start here. Exercise and physical activity are always great ways to feel better, to gain health benefits, and to have some fun, especially if you're working out with someone else, because you develop really tight connections and bonds with people when you work out together. And as a general goal, I say aim for at least 30 minutes of physical activity every day. And if you want to lose weight or meet specific fitness goals, you may need a few more minutes a day of exercise. But remember to do something you enjoy. If you're afraid of water and don't know how to swim, obviously, you wouldn't choose swimming
yeah, right.
as your aerobic activity. So maybe I say get always when you can get outside to work out, get outside and walk or bike, jog, jump rope. You just move, move, move. And I always like to say to check with your doctor before starting a new exercise program, especially if you're older or if you have any health concerns.
Is there a key to long-term success? And I ask that because so many people get started and they stop. Is there a key to make it something that's going to last for a lifetime?
I know. I encounter that with people all the time. And often it's because it's their goal that someone else has given them, like a spouse says, you better lose weight, or a reunion's coming up, or a birthday, or whatever it is. So my one-word key, well, two words, consistency and perseverance. Perseverance, like the main key to the long-term success. Vince Lombardi Jr. once said, the difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. And perseverance, commitment, consistency, they all take into effect. You've got to be self-disciplined.
Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic today, choose to move and enjoy nature's superfoods for vitality and successful weight loss. We're talking now about exercise. Is there one exercise that you would recommend over all of the others? And there's so many out there. Is there one that you would put number one on your list?
Yeah, there actually is one. I think the most underrated of all exercise is walking, and especially power walking, not just strolling along, but putting some energy into it. Because walking is also the perfect choice to get back in the saddle, especially for those listening who might have been sedentary for a while. And a leisurely stroll down the block doesn't count. I'm suggesting a power walk that will help get your heart rate up while always just walking is easy on your joints, different than jogging. And walking burns about 4 calories a minute and can be done the first thing in the morning, during a lunch break, or at the end of your workday. And just a 15-minute swift walk can burn an extra 50 calories.
Wow.
50 calories for 15 minutes. Now bump it up to 30 minutes, and you're on your way to losing extra pounds. And I always like to say the additional walking perks are it's low impact, there's no equipment except a good pair of walking shoes, and it can be done almost anywhere.
Well, and it really, the shoes are important. I finally made a switch and got over $12.95 for a pair of shoes. And it does make a difference, doesn't it? I mean, you really have a bounce to your step, and you're more comfortable as you have good shoes. All this information, so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Now, how about cycling? There's something else that I see when I'm walking. I see everybody riding by on their bicycles. What do you think of cycling?
Yes, and I always like to say, make sure you wear a helmet.
Yes.
Yes, cycling is a great way to enjoy the outdoors and get an awesome workout for your butt, you know, your buttocks and your legs, while burning a lot of calories. And the number of calories burned depends on your weight and the speed you are traveling, because the more effort expended, the greater the calories burned and the harder the muscles are worked. And a 30-minute bike ride, I think, is a very good starting point. Then work your way up to 45 minutes or an hour. And like I said, always be sure to wear a helmet and keep your bike well maintained to avoid injury and other issues. And for people out there that don't know a lot about bikes, take a little class if you start cycling, so you know how to handle your bike if you got a flat or something goes wrong with it if you're cycling by yourself and out on the road. But it's nice to do biking with someone else, other people, your family too.
How about
and by the way, some perks for the cycling, like I said with walking, is it's low impact. You work your legs and the derriere, the buttocks. It's pretty much boredom proof. And guess what? You'll make new friends if you do something like joining a bike club.
And I see many of those people that are out together enjoying the outdoors, and they're all, they have the helmets on. They know what they're doing. They're wearing spandex, and not everybody should wear spandex, but that's a whole other program. But people are out cycling and enjoying themselves, and they stop and chat. And occasionally I'll see them come back the other direction carrying a bicycle. So, yes, you have to be aware of what you need to do to maintain that. Are you a runner? That running is something else that everybody tries to get into at one point in their lives.
Well, truth be told, I like more than running because it's harder on the joints.
Yes.
I like power walking, and occasionally I'll jog if I need to catch up with somebody, or I want to get my heart rate up a little bit more. But running may not be for everyone. But if you're looking to burn calories quickly and efficiently, and you're not just starting out from being in a sedentary lifestyle, running may give you the best bang for your buck. You know, so keep in mind, though, if you are a newbie, then you want to start out by using the run-walk method. You always warm up by taking about 5 minutes of walking. And then you can run until your breathing becomes noticeable, and then walk until you're comfortable again, then pick it back up to a run. Repeat this for about 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, and after several weeks, you'll probably notice an increase in your endurance, and your running time versus your walking time will take a higher command. The perks of running is a more high-calorie expenditure, no special equipment except those good shoes, because shoes can wear down. Make sure the soles aren't worn down like the tread on the tires of your car, and it can be done almost anywhere.
With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about moving and enjoying nature's superfoods. I want to talk about something that I saw in one of your books, and we'll talk about your books here in a few minutes, A Hug in a Mug. In there, you talk about you like to do stadium stairs or other stair work. Talk about the benefits of doing this. I've done this inadvertently for years because our seats are usually bad seats, and we're up in triple row Z, so we walk the stairs. You do it because you want to. Talk about the benefits of that.
Yes. Well, whether it's the stairs at Dodger Stadium or the stairs over at UCLA, you know, if you have access to stadium stairs or something similar, like down here in Santa Monica, you've got the famous stairs, almost 300 steps up, down, close to the ocean that are pretty much world famous, and they're used in a lot of movies and TV shows, too. I've done those for decades. And then, by the way, if you don't have access to any stairs, you can also get one piece of aerobic equipment in your home, which could be a stair climber. But if you have access to stairs, power walking or running stairs is an incredible calorie burning, butt blasting super workout. This actually is great conditioning for runners. So if you enjoy running, you could include this to your regimen. Focus only on running up the stairs and keeping good form, leaning slightly forward, landing on the balls of your feet. Do not run back down the stairs. It's easy to trip.
Oh, yes.
And it puts undue stress on those joints. And I always say descend slowly, catch your breath, cool down, and maybe if you're starting doing this, stair climbing, start by performing 1 to 2 climbs, maybe several times a week. And then as your stamina builds, increase to 3 to 4 climbs, 4 to 5 times a week. You'll see your lower body get into such incredible shape and strength quickly. Now, the perks of running stairs, it's a total lower body workout. It builds stamina. And it's a very high caloric expenditure. And again, you can spend a little or a lot of money getting a really good stair climber in your home. that can go in the corner of one of your rooms.
Oh, yes. Great advice, and you'll find all of this and so much more on Dr. Susan's website and in several of her books that we'll talk about during the course of the program. We need to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about fat burning. That's something we hear a lot about. Exactly what is it? What does it really mean? And we'll talk about that with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Stay tuned. Welcome back this week in America. Thank you for joining us. Choose to move and enjoy nature's superfoods for vitality and successful weight loss, the topic of today's program with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. As we left, we're talking about fat burning. I mentioned that's something that we hear a lot of people talk about. We read it quite frequently when we're looking for exercise ideas. Fat burning, what does that really mean, and what tips can you offer us to make healthier choices with what we eat, which I think would support that successful weight loss?
Yes. Now, this is so important because most people don't even know what fat burning is all about. So put simply, this is what fat burning means. It's when your body's metabolism is burning calories at a faster rate than your beautiful mouth is taking them in. The body dips then into its rainy day fund, which is the fat. And the stored fat becomes your source of metabolic fuel, and that equals fat burning. So in a nutshell, just some practical guidance here. You want to always avoid humongous meals. You want to take smaller bites. You want to eat slowly. You always want to chew your food well. So important to do that. And as I travel all over, often alone, and I like to watch other people when they're eating. If I'm at a restaurant or on a flight, it's like people inhale their food.
Yes, they do.
Not good for metabolism and your body and your digestion. You want to avoid, like you and I talk about all the time, all these decades, we want to avoid processed, packaged, and convenience foods. And you want to go more for a natural, fresh, real foods diet, not a beige and white diet unless it's onions, garlic, and cauliflower, but more a beautiful array of colors from nature, ideally organic if you can. And these simple behavior modifications with your diet when combined with regular daily exercise will jumpstart your metabolism, boost your energy, absolutely put wings under your confidence, and give your body that healthy glow. And you'll inspire everyone around you, by the way. And once you start seeing the results, the numbers on the scale will start going in a downward direction, inching you closer to your goal. And when that happens, you'll feel elated, motivated, energized, and this will help you build on the success. And you won't, like you said early on, you won't quit the program because you'll be so motivated. But to lose weight by just diet, you're swimming upstream. And to lose weight by just exercise but eating unhealthy foods, you're swimming more upstream.
Yeah, yes.
Like you said, it's got to be a two-prong approach.
Well, it's interesting because one of the words you said there was combination, and I think that's so important. We're not talking about either or moving or superfoods. We're talking about both. And let's talk about superfoods. Time is running by, so I want to make sure we get to the superfoods. Some of your favorite superfoods, could you give us insights on one and why each deserves our respect? And again, I read about these in A Hug and a Mug in detail. Here we don't have time for that, but a brief summary of each. So sort of spark our interest and get us to pick up a copy of A Hug and a Mug and learn more about what we need to do to exercise and lose weight.
So here are some of my favorite superfoods, and I've actually put a little bullet here. I've written down 16 of them. And like you said, in A Hug and a Mug, I talk about over 100 different foods. Not everyone could be categorized as a superfood, but I've got studies about why these foods are good and how to use each food if you have health issues, to look to nature to help heal your body rather than running to the pharmacy, and what to eat to prevent problems in your body. And I've got these wonderful lists that you can refer to, A to Z. Okay, I've got this ailment, this ailment. These are the foods that are good for you. So it's a great reference guide, too, in a hug and a mug. So let's just start with, and I'm going to rattle through briefly each one.
Okay.
Kale. Believe it or not, Rick, kale was not discovered on Instagram, where a lot of people are reading about it. This mineral-rich green has been eaten for over 4,000 years.
Wow.
And it will help keep your skin glowing, detox your body, benefit your heart and your energy level. I have a little kale every day in my smoothie or salad. Then celery seems to be the it vegetable of the moment. A lot of people are juicing celery to have in the morning to get their whole digestive system moving, and boy, oh boy, does it work. Celery has the perfect balance of minerals and electrolytes to keep you hydrated and ready for your day. Spinach. Popeye will love me talking about this one, because if spinach were in the Olympics, it would be awarded the gold medal. This superfood staple packs more iron than a CrossFit gym and literally overflows with nutrients and macro minerals. And again, as you're listening, write each one of these down, and then definitely refer to a hug and a mug to get details on each one and the studies. You'll love the studies. At least I do. Dandelion. Now, don't be stepping on all the beautiful dandelion weeds in your front yard, because you want to bow down and worship this extraordinary green. This is your liver's very best friend. Great for detoxifying your body. It gets rid of excess hormones that you don't need in your body and will give your skin a glow. I have, combined with green or white tea, I have a tea bag every morning in my tea of dandelion to help keep my body detoxified. And you know I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 40 years.
It's just
never
amazing.
Never got COVID, because I know exactly what to eat and what not to eat to keep my body healthy. So now we've got wheatgrass. You've heard of that, right?
No.
No? Wheatgrass, it looks like the grass in your yard. It's very green, tastes very green, and a lot of people will juice it.
Mm.
And there's over 5,000 years of use and over 100 jaw-dropping health elements delivered by wheatgrass. It's most renowned for its fast-acting, purifying properties, because the wheatgrass will go right to work immediately to heal your body head to toe. Now, it's very time-consuming to go buy wheatgrass at the health food store, snip it off, put it through your juicer. So I actually go online, I get it at Amazon. They have pure, raw, so it's not heated, wheatgrass powder that I have a little scoop of it that goes in my water or juice every day, and it just saves me a lot of time. And then chlorella, like wheatgrass, it's a superfood algae that literally is so powerful, but hidden inside are all the miraculous nutrients. So they have to crack open the cell of chlorella to get the detoxifying, immune, hormone, weight loss, heart and blood sugar supportive nutrients on the inside. And then before we take a second to go through the second half, there's also, you've heard of this, spirulina.
Yes.
Yeah, that's also similar to chlorella. It's a blue-green algae, has powerful phytonutrients. They're known for their positive effects on health, energy, heart, and especially the brain.
Fascinating. And as you're listening and you may be thinking, she's talking faster than I can write down or I can't remember these, go to our website, SusanSmithJones.com, information there. Her new book, A Hug and a Mug, available, and all the information is there. Now we're going to wrap up with your final eight gems of nature. This is another very impressive list.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think so. I love all these. I try to get them into my diet often. And you can find some products at the health food store that are powders that combine eight of these, you know. And ask the person that works at the health food store. That will help. And I also want to mention mushrooms. All kind of mushrooms are great for your body. Mm. You know, the healthy kinds of mushrooms.
Yes.
And I take it in powder and capsule form every day. So the final eight, let's look at carrots. These brightly hued veggies, and by the way, they come in more colors than just orange, are brimming over with potent antioxidants. And as you probably learned in elementary school, they're great for your eyes, your liver, and your heart. And then here is something that everyone should be taking every day in some form or another, turmeric. And I'd say all hail the queen of superfoods is turmeric. It's loaded with powerful antioxidants for the heart, the skin, the liver, actually the entire body. And I give it the crown for being a superlative anti-inflammatory, probably the best anti-inflammatory, Rick, in all of nature.
Mm, wow. I put two stars next to that.
Yeah, exactly. And then ginger, we've talked about that a lot together over the years.
Yes.
It's a zesty spice. It supports your immune health. It eases digestion. It nourishes your heart. It combats inflammation. It soothes an upset stomach. If you have any nausea from morning sickness to motion sickness, ginger is great for that. It also helps with pain relief. In A Hug and a Mug, I have an entire chapter devoted to my favorite 30 teas with the scientific studies and a spice chapter, which, of course, includes turmeric and ginger. And then there's rhodiola, R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A,
yes.
Rhodiola. I take a capsule of this every day. It's an herb that helps boost energy. It lifts your mood naturally, so it's good for mental health. It increases your endurance, and if you're under a lot of extra stress, rhodiola is great for that. As is, if you're under a lot of stress, let's just think about ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, Rick, I refer to this as the undisputed queen of all herbs. I have a whole chapter on herbs in A Hug and a Mug. It's nature's answer to stress and anxiety, and it helps keep our thyroid and adrenals from losing their balance and power, and also helps to keep our hands away from cookies, pizza, and wine. In other words, it curbs cravings. So that's ashwagandha. How about your cold-pressed lemon juice? That is high in vitamin C, as most people know. It helps if you put some fresh lemon into your water, like I do every day. It helps to soothe the sore throat, supports immune health, and promotes good digestive enzymes. And so does, you know this one, we're almost done here, apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
And you always want to make sure you get it raw. And you want to make sure it has the mother in it. And sounds weird, but that's what you want. You want to shake it before you drink it. I have about 1 to 2 tablespoons a day. There's that brand Bragg that's been around for decades. And I have the regular one, but I also get their brand in. There's a citrus ginger one, and then there's a cranberry one. Anyway, they make really high-quality products. I get them always at my health food store. So apple cider vinegar will stimulate immune function. It's packed with vitamins and enzymes. It's antimicrobial, for goodness sakes.
Mm.
It aids digestion because it's a rich source of enzymes. But remember to make sure you get it in a raw form. You don't want to buy white distilled vinegar that's good for cleaning windows.
Yes.
Your stainless steel, but you want the raw apple cider vinegar form to take internally. And then I'll end with something most people have heard of, echinacea. You know, this is an herb. You get all the studies in my book, but it improves immunity with antioxidants and all of its natural properties. And at the first sign of a cold or a flu, because this is one you don't take every day because it can dry out your nasal passages, which you want to dry out if you have a cold or a flu. But at the first sign, like often when I fly, it's interesting how I get back and I have a little bit of a sore throat. And I know it's from the air and other things I'm breathing in on the flight. So before I fly, I take some echinacea. When I get back, I'll take a little extra. And some studies have shown that it helps shorten the length of colds and flu.
Interesting.
So there's so many more superfoods and ways to use them, plus how to live a total healthy lifestyle in my books, A Hug and a Mug, and also for the mental health, emotional, spiritual guidance, my book Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality.
Where is the best place to get information on your books and to order them?
Yeah, well, just go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to books in the navigation bar. You can scroll down, click on the title of the book. You can get autographed copies from me, or you can go to Amazon. By the way, A Hug and a Mug is in both a color version, my favorite.
Yes.
Because it's got over 100 delicious, nutritious, easy-to-prepare recipes in it. But it also comes in black and white. Color costs just a little bit more. And on my website, you can click on my X and sign up for my, do we still say tweets?
Yeah, I think so.
Sign
I do.
Sign up for my tweets, yes. And then the books are also, of course, available on Amazon and in bookstores. Easy to get on Amazon, though.
All the information we're talking about and so much more on Dr. Susan's website. And while they're there, I'm going to suggest, and you can back me up on this, take 7-8 seconds and sign up for the monthly newsletter. It's packed with information.
Yes, and that's also right on my navigation bar at SusanSmithJones.com. On the right, it says subscribe. It's free. You only get a newsletter one day a month, but you get a lot of great cutting-edge health, holistic health info, beautiful photographs, often jokes, great recipes. So you'll enjoy getting that every month. It's not short. So you read as time permits, and then you keep coming back to it over the month.
And I save them. I think I have them from, 10 years ago when we first started doing these programs. You hang on to them. It's like a resource, a library for all your knowledge, information. You'll have it there. You'll look forward to it coming, and it's free. So take 10 seconds at the most to sign up and have that come to your email once a month. Dr. Susan, it's always a pleasure. The topic today, by the way, choose to move and enjoy nature's superfoods for vitality and successful weight loss. You'll find the podcast of this program wherever you get podcasts at iHeart, Amazon, Google, Spotify, any of those. Get information and more, much more on Dr. Susan's website.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.